The North Shore Tribal Council, NSTC, is undertaking a sweeping, multi-year initiative called Kugnazawin, aiming to reclaim Anishinaabe control over child welfare services. It's a bold move, a veritable phoenix rising from the ashes of existing systems, and it's designed to address the urgent need for First Nations to manage their children's well-being directly. The journey started in April 2017 when Naagdewindaman became a fully mandated child welfare agency under Ontario law, a significant stepping stone. Then, in October 2018, the NSTC passed a resolution, like a clarion call, emphasizing the critical need for Anishinaabek self-determination in this area. This resolution paved the path for a new child welfare law, meticulously crafted to reflect the unique cultural tapestry and social fabric of the North Shore communities. Lead researcher Sarah Jackson, a key figure in the Kugnazawin initiative, stresses the paramount importance of community engagement. "This isn't window dressing," she explains, "it's the lifeblood of the project. Elders, youth, community leaders, and practitioners, all are vital contributors, shaping a framework that truly resonates with the values and expectations of the North Shore First Nations. Think of it as a meticulously woven tapestry, each thread representing a voice, contributing to the overall design." Kugnazawin is a multifaceted project, designed to foster nuanced dialogue across various sectors. It's a marathon, not a sprint, unfolding over several years with a focus on comprehensive engagement and thorough research. The NSTC is collaborating with numerous organizations, including Naagdewindaman, Niigaaniin, and Maamweseeing, creating a truly collaborative, holistic approach. It's a symphony of cooperation, each instrument playing its part. The 2018 resolution highlighted the complex and pressing nature of child welfare issues, emphasizing their importance on regional, provincial, and even federal levels. It established a working group, representing all North Shore First Nations, tasked with exploring options for a regional child welfare law. This law will be designed with the best interests of Indigenous children and families at its core. Kugnazawin's multifaceted approach includes exploring funding avenues, analyzing the impact of current reforms, and studying alternative models and best practices from other jurisdictions. This comprehensive approach ensures the process is both data-driven and community-informed, significantly increasing the chances of successful implementation. It's a calculated risk, but one backed by meticulous planning. The project stretches through to fiscal year 2025-2026, an ambitious timeline, detailed in a comprehensive flowchart. Regular quarterly progress reports will keep the community informed and actively involved. Community participation is crucial. Jackson emphasizes that Kugnazawin isn't merely about policy, it's about empowerment. It's about reclaiming our inherent rights and ensuring our children are nurtured within a framework that honors our culture and values, she passionately asserts. Kugnazawin represents the enduring resilience and determination of Indigenous peoples. By prioritizing community voices and fostering genuine consultation, the NSTC is building a future where First Nations effectively manage their children's welfare. Its success will not only improve the lives of Indigenous children but also serve as a beacon, a shining example for other communities seeking to regain control over their child welfare systems.